親鸞聖人 wrote, Amida's bow is a great torch in the long night of ignorance. Thank you very much for listening to this White Way broadcast, and I appreciate you giving me this opportunity to share my understanding of Amida Buddha's compassion with you this morning. I am Jōshin Kamuro, the newest minister from Japan, having arrived in Honolulu last October. I'm an associate minister at Hawaii Betsuin. I was born and grew up in Kumamoto Prefecture in southern Japan on Kyushu Island. I am a 13th generation priest in my family, so I was raised to be a Jodo Shinshu minister by my parents. My parents gave me the name Jōshin, which is my Dharma name too. The first character Jō means settled or stable, and the second character Shin means mind or heart. My father chose the name Jōshin, meaning settled mind, because he wanted me to be a true disciple of the Buddha with a diamond-like heart and mind, which is Shinjin, the entrusting heart. This name is based on one of Shinran Shonin's letters to a disciple residing in the Kanto area. In the letter, Shinran Shonin states, at the time Shinjin, the entrusting heart becomes settled, birth too becomes settled. There is no need for the deathbed rites that prepare one for Amida's coming. End quote. My first name, Jōshin, always reminds me of this Jodo Shinshu Buddhist teaching, how essential it is to attain Shinjin, the entrusting heart, and thus settling our birth in the Pure Land. My parents told me how to live the teachings of Jodo Shinshu through their way of living. This morning, I'd like to talk about Shinran Shonin's statement, Amida's bow is a great torch in the long night of ignorance. He wrote this in notes on the inscriptions on sacred scrolls at the age of 86. It also appears in the book titled The Teachings of Jodo Shinshu, published by the Honganji in 2009. I really like this book because it's very accessible to today's readers. It is written about the teachings of Jodo Shinshu concisely and clearly. The title of this chapter is Questions About Life. When I feel hurt in human relationships, when someone in my family has a severe illness, or when I lose a close family member or a friend, questions arise about life itself. What am I living for? What will happen to me after I die? People cannot answer to these questions. Our knowledge and experience that we have acquired are not much help in resolving these issues. When I'm lost in the darkness of life and flinching in anxiety, I can hear Shinran's voice saying, Amida's bow is a great torch in the long night of ignorance. Amida Buddha works tirelessly to save you without fail. Amida's bow is a great torch in the darkness of life. These words give me a definite answer to questions about life itself. End quote. When I read and heard this chapter, questions about life, especially the words of Shinran Shonin, Amida's vow is a great torch in the long night of ignorance. I remember my interview with Reverend Jerome Ducor, who is the head minister of Shingyoji Temple in Switzerland. When Reverend Ducor came to Kyoto to attend the 715th Memorial of Shinran Shonin in 2011, I had the opportunity to interview him. During the interview, I asked him about his vision for the future of Jodo Shinshu in Switzerland. I also asked him what needs to be done in order to pursue his vision. He answered, "Well, the temple is the most important. Even if it is a small temple, even if it is an apatodera, apartment temple. To me, the temple in the city is like a lighthouse. I succeeded my teacher, Reverend Jean Erako, and I need someone to succeed me sometime." Reverend Ducor says that the temple is like a lighthouse. Just as a lighthouse leads ships to a harbor in the night, the temple leads people in the darkness of life to the Buddha's path. In other words, Jodo Shinshu temples are able to shine like a lighthouse because of Amida's Bab power, which saves people without fail. When we rely on Amida's vow, the light of Amida's wisdom shines on us and leads us to birth in the pure end. The power of Amida's vow can bring us from this bank of the river of birth and death to the realm of enlightenment without exception. So this is one of the answers to questions about life, such as what am I living for? What will happen to me after I die? In the teachings of Jodo Shinshu, we need to entrust ourselves to the power of Amida's vow and gratefully say Amida's name, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Beginning on October 1st this year, the commemoration on the accession of the Jodo Shinshu tradition to the 25th Monshu Senyo will take place. The Jodo Shinshu teachings have been passed down to us through the efforts of 25 successive Monshus of the Honganji. The poster advertising the accession ceremony shows 25 lit candles representing the 25 Monshus who have led our Shin Buddhist sect. They are lights that have shined on us and led us to the path of the Nembutsu. Let us meet this Jodo Shinshu tradition of candle lights that guide us to the path of Nembutsu. Then let us convey the Jodo Shinshu teachings to future generations. In closing, yesterday, April 8th, was the birthday of Shakyamuni Buddha. The story goes that as Queen Maya walked in Lumbini's garden, the trees burst into bloom, and that the baby prince Siddhartha was born. Heavenly music was heard. A warm, gentle rain began, while birds sang in celebration. On that Buddha Day, we celebrate that we were able to encounter the Buddha's teachings. Let us appreciate Shakyamuni Buddha's guidance and Amida Buddha's compassion, which embraces us always. So, happy Buddha Day! Thank you very much for listening to my message this morning. ナモアミダブツ、ナモアミダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ。